All right, family. Good afternoon. PA here. Got special guests. Deputy Police Chief of the City of Muskegon Heights. His first radio TV interview with us. Mo Sane. How you doing today, Mo?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, PA?
Doing real good. First of all, congratulations on being promoted to Deputy Police Chief, a position they created for you, for the community. All right. Your audio cut off just a little bit. I missed some of that. But I know you in motion. You got a lot of things going on today. National Night Out is happening tonight at 5:30, this afternoon at 5:30 in Muskegon Heights. Can you tell the community about National Night Out and Light Up the City?
Light Up the City and National Night Out is a collaboration between Muskegon Heights Police Department, the Fire Department, and Consumers Energy, along with the Michigan State Police. Normally what happens is we go around the neighborhood passing out flyers and information about crime safety and some efficient things you can do to make your home more efficient, with like your lighting and your water and those type of things. And this year, because of COVID, we weren't able to get around to the houses. So what we decided to do was to still try to make contact with the community. So we was going to have like a drive-through process at the farmer's market where you can come down, drive through. We'll still get you the information that you need, give you a couple goodie bags, and send you on your way. Just still trying to keep in contact with our people in the city of Muskegon Heights.
That's good. You got a lot of people that's participating this afternoon. I know you got the state police, consumer energy, any other entities?
Muskegon Heights Fire Department and the Muskegon Heights Police Department and United Way.
Why is events like this important around the country? Because this is a national event. Why is this important?
Well, one of the things is we're trying to build a better relationship between officers and the community. So anytime you have an opportunity to interact with the public in a positive manner, you want to take advantage of those situations.
Right. Now, Muskegon Heights have always kind of like maintained a good relationship with the community. We know if there's some problems within the police department, y'all are going to handle it. What makes y'all so special, man? Y'all get it right.
One of the reasons is, I think, because we always had our own in our department. So, you know, when you're born and raised in Muskegon Heights, you have a heart for the community. It's just not a job. It's a passion. So when you have those kind of people that's working for you, it's easy to listen to community problems. And like, if I'm out cutting the grass, there's nothing for somebody to pull up and say, hey, I got this going on. Can you help me? So kind of thing we like to build with the new officers that's coming in.
Wow. You're never off duty.
Never.
Now, yesterday, Max McKee and his organization kicked off a program that's going to allow new officers to buy houses in Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, a grant, which I thought was like amazing, man. What are your thoughts on this program, and how is this going to help Muskegon Heights Police Department retain officers?
Oh, man, that program is outstanding. Max McKee and Chief Thomas did a wonderful job coming up with that program. I think the motivation to be able to get 30 grand over a 6-year period to help pay for a house is amazing. I wish I had that opportunity. So, you know, if people are interested in becoming a police officer and you want to come work for the city of Muskegon Heights or the city of Muskegon and don't mind living in the area that you work in, that's a prime time to get into that profession right now and get that grant while they got that out there.
How many officer are they projecting on helping?
Right now, I don't know. It's unlimited at this point. Cameron Green is an officer that we just got through the police academy, and he was the first recipient of that grant. So we're gonna try to keep it going, PA.
So it could be a total of $30,000 officer can have towards their mortgage.
Yes, over a period of 6 years. I think the top is $5,000 a year, and you have some different numbers for depending on where you live and what kind of house you get. that dictates the amount of money that you receive in the sponsorship.
Oh wow, man! That man, 30,000, bro. That's a good leg right there.
Yes, sir.
Well, tonight 5:30, the farmers market. Are you guys prepared for a nice turnout?
Yes, we are. I'm saddened that we're not able to do our national night out event. That's pretty a big event for us over at the park at Summit and Walks. But tonight we're going to make the best of the situation that we have, and hopefully we get a lot of people to come out and get what we have to offer.
Right. All right. Anything else you want to share about National Night Out happening at 5:30?
No, that's it. Remember, tonight we got the National Night Out at 5:30, and also some of us will be at the high school on an event that they're having with the guns program with cleaning up the high school and help painting some things up there by the football field. That's going on today as well from 3 to 5.
From 3 to 5. All right. Being a police officer, man, how has that been for you personally? You're born and raised in this community, very popular. Got you know, you come from two big families. You're probably related to half the city. But has it been hard for you to be an officer in the community you was born and raised in?
No, it hasn't, PA. I think I took the approach of, you know, if people put you in a position where you have to do your job, then you have to do your job. You know, when I got on the police force, I was 23 years old. And a lot of people that was my age was hanging out. So when I pulled up, they pulled out. So I didn't have to deal with them a lot of times. So it's been a blessing, man. I love the community. The community have showed me a lot of love. So I just enjoy doing what I'm doing, man.
All right. Well, we got to get you back. I know you got a lot of stuff happening today. I want to get you when you're probably at the station and everything. But I know you got some things going on with your son, and I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we're going to go get him checked out, and we're praying everything is fine with him.
All right. Thank you so much, Deputy Chief, man. We're proud of you, brother. Proud of you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Love you, guys.
Love you, too, brother. Take care. All right.
Yep, bye-bye.